Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey, what's up, everybody? As you probably already heard in the intro, my name is Mike Toledo. Welcome to episode number 4. This episode is going to be about being the best PDR tech. How good of a PDR tech do you really want to be? Do you want to be the best in the world? Do you want to be the best in your industry? Do you want to be the best in your area? I think the question really comes down to is, do you really do your best at being the best? That's probably what it really means. That's the question you really want to answer. But before we get into that, as always, I like to kind of discover some things that could help you out, you know, promote your company, your identity, your brand, whatever you want to call it. And so we'll get into an app, all right? And I think one of the cool apps to use is Snapseed. Now, if you're an Instagram person, or if you post a lot on your Facebook page, or maybe your Facebook business page, this is a great app. Or heck, maybe you do a lot of family photos and you share them and stuff like that. Download that app called Snapseed. It's really, really a great app. And what it allows you to do is just put a lot of filters on it, just really, really maximize the look of your photos. Also, if you don't have that, you could try, and if you're an Adobe person, you can try Lightroom for your photos, which I think is one of the best ones out there compared to Snapseed. So either both of the Snapseed or the Lightroom app, that will just make your pictures stand out much better than your normal, photo editor in your phone, in your Android or your Apple phone. So try Snapseed or Lightroom. So now let's get into being the best PDR tech. Me personally, there's a lot of factors about being a PDR tech. Now, I also wrote an article on my blog site and my podcast site. And if you haven't been there, go check it out. denttimepdr.com. So denttimepdr.com. And if you haven't caught up to any of these other episodes and you're hearing this one for the first time and you're like, well, wait a minute, I want to hear what happened to 1, 2, and 3, go listen to it. Go into that site, check it out. Or you can go to iTunes, you can go to Stitcher. I think there's one other place, I think Google or something like that. I forgot where they're all at, but definitely download Stitcher. It's an app. If you're Android people, download Stitcher. I'm a Apple, and I still download Stitcher. It's just such an easy app to use to follow all my podcasts that I listen to. So, or you can just, like I said, you can go hit it all in one shot. Go to denttimepdr.com. You'll see the episodes. You'll see the blog posts I put out. You'll see some updated videos and other podcasts you could check out too. You got PDR College, PDR Tool Time. And I will be putting up John's, I think his link sooner or later. I haven't put it up yet. So it should be up there by the time you hear this. All right, so let's get into it. I'm sorry, I keep going off and on to another thing. So, all right, so now this is a touchy subject because everybody, wants to be the best, and there's a lot of animosity in some ways. And then there's jealousy, and then there's a lot of support for each other. I see all of it. And you can't help sometimes to envy some guys that are just really damn good at it. But it should hopefully motivate you to be a better tech. Now, again, it's not about, to me personally, it's not about if you are the best in the world. It's, are you really trying to be the best as you can be? And let me explain. Now, if you're having a hard time struggling because you want to be really good at it, maybe you don't want to be the best, but you really want to be good at PDR. You know, there's some things that you need to look at. And now I think, and I'm gonna get to the most important, my last point is going to be the last one, but there are some things I want to bring up before. Okay. First, let's talk about the excuses. Okay. Now the excuse could be, maybe your training. Maybe your training wasn't good. Maybe your training was too short. I mean, that might not be too much of an excuse. That might be reality. But maybe it might have been your choice, because maybe you were choosing the cheaper way, or maybe you went to another place that was convenient, and so you kind of shortchanged yourself on the best training you could have got to get you the best chance to be the best tech you wanted to be. Or let's say it's not another to do about training. And maybe you charge too low, right? Maybe you're a tech that charges too low. And when it gets hard, gets really challenging, you give up. Now, why is that? I think that's what a lot of techs face, is that they charge too low, right? On a dent. And then halfway through it, or not even close to halfway through it, it starts getting really friggin' hard. And then you're like, man, I'm not getting paid enough. I charge too low. And then you walk away. Well, that could be a reason, right? Or maybe just flat out you tried too much. You just bit more than you could chew. You know, you took on dents that are just way over your head, and you have no idea how to fix it. And you're just shooting in the dark. Or, and my last point is, maybe it's just your thinking. And then I'll get to that too. See, I don't know what you guys thought. I think technically, and I think Bryce Kelly is on the same page as me. If you haven't heard of Bryce Kelly, he's on YouTube. You should check him out. Super humble, nice guy. And I know at least most of the really top techs out there. And for a guy like Bryce, and where he came from and where he got trained and how he came, he is probably one of the best, if not the best tech in the world. Okay. And humble as a mofo. I mean, you try to get him to talk about himself and how good he is, he will just talk about something else. And he's that humble. And I think personally, as a tech, to be like that, not only are you showing how good you are, but how good of a character of a person you can be as well. And I think that's amazing. So I think it has to do with a lot about reflecting about yourself to be the best tech you can be. And like I said, this is what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to talk about a lot of things that just, it seems like, oh, it's just a cut and dry answer, but it's not. There's a lot of things you need to ask yourself on how you can be the best PDR tech. It's not just about the skills. It's about your mentality, how you think. And I'm going to put your thinking in perspective here and check and see if this is something that you are lacking in different areas. Because I know I want to be the best tech, and I know I want to be like the best person I can be, or I give the best effort I can do. But it's hard to do that all the time consistently. So, all right, so here we go. All right. So we're talking about this, talking about being the best tech, because I see it all the time. Mike, how can I be better tech? I want to be the best. I want to be blah, blah, blah. Well, you've really got to stay disciplined on a few things. Number one, if you really want to be the best tech, you got to have drive. I mean, you got to eat, sleep, drink PDR. You got to touch dents every day. You've got to take on whatever comes your way. You can't cherry pick. And you definitely can't sit there and go, oh, you know, I'm not gonna do that dent because it's just too much. Well, what's the point? What's the point of doing that if you don't want to be the best? Or how about you starting a dent, right? You're almost got it. You spent 3-4 hours, right? And you got like maybe 5% of it left. And you're like, ah, that's good. It's giving up. That drives me crazy. What are you doing? You're already there. You're at the finish line. It's like, man, you see the finish line and you're like, man, nah, I'm just going to jump out. I'm just going to ride my bike from here on. Why do that? Because you've got to have that mentality that, you know what? I'm going to finish it. I don't care how long it takes. I might have to come back the next day. Because I guarantee you, once you get that kind of mentality and you start doing it more and more and you keep forcing yourself to do it more and more, you're going to be disciplined. And then you'll turn out, you have extra 5% finishing will make you a better tech just by itself, or automatically the best tech you can be. There's, like I said, I'm gonna drive different points of how you can be the best tech. And some of these you guys will be able to relate to. You might laugh at some of the things because it's right there. I mean, you're like, man, that's me. You know why I say all these things? Because that was me in all these situations, about how I was, about how I gave up early in my days, or how my thinking was. Like, I'm going to tell you this story right here. Okay. So back in 95, 96, something like that. Okay. I was been doing it for 5 or 6 years. Now I was pretty much sticking to door dings, man. That's what I was. Door dings and light creases. That's my game. That was me, man. I was the shizzo. Okay. I was probably what, maybe 23, 24, something like that. 1995. Yeah, I was 24. And one day I came to my customer. He's a good customer and he has a Lexus. And he says, Mike, I need you to come over. I got this dent I want you to look at. And, you know, back then we didn't send pictures or anything. He kind of described it to me. He says, I think a baseball hit it. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I don't do those type of dents. It sounds kind of big. Come on over, Mike. Just look at it. Tell me what you think. So I go over there. I'm like, nope, I can't do it. Can't do it. What do you mean you can't do it? I can't do it. I mean, it's big. It's round. I'm not going to be able to do it. You got to understand, this dent was on the front fender towards the headlight, about the size of a softball, and a perfectly good soft softball. A dent today that, you know, most of the veteran techs, or let's just say my students in 4 weeks could knock this out. Now, us veteran techs can knock it out in probably about 15, 30 minutes, literally, and charge 250, 400, I don't know, whatever you guys think it is, but I'm charging 275, somewhere around there, okay, for about 30 minutes worth of work. Soft dent too, guys. So I looked at it and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. The customer goes, no. You're going to give it a shot, Mike. I believe in you. I was like, yeah, but I can't do it. Mike, you got to try, man. Come on. I believe in you. Okay, fine. So I grab my tools. Now I got blunt tools too. I don't have these tools that are like soft tip tools. You know, I got blunt tools. I got sharp tools. I got just generic tools that we had a welder make that we thought, you know, and had them and put them on the bandsaw and had them all, you know, those were just like basically caveman tools back then, but they worked. Okay. They did the job. So back then I didn't have gaffer's tape and I had no Tessa tape. I didn't have this tape that had grip on it, right? I had to use electrical tape. So I'm taping my tape and I go push on it. And I'm like, wow, this thing's kind of moving. So I'm pushing, but I'm poking. I have no idea like that, how to, you know, work the metal and work it towards the center and, you know, and keep it nice and clean and not poke it. But I'm doing all right. So long story short, I get it out, and it by no means was it as smooth as today's type of repairs, but it was flat. And it did have some texture to it and high spots. Just it wasn't bad. It wasn't like a hack job at all, by no means. But I was like, wow, I got it out. And the customer come up to me and he's like, and today this guy is still my customer. I just want to let you know too. But he comes up to me, he goes, I told you can do it. I told you. Mike, and you got to understand, this guy's like 50 some years old. He's probably about close to 80 now. Okay. I told you could do it. You, Mike, let me tell you something. And he looked me straight in my eye and he goes, you have to believe in yourself. That's one of the formulas to life. You have to try and believe in yourself. And you know what? He was 100 right. 100 right. Because after that day, I tried on a lot of dents. There was dents that I even thought when I come up to the job, this guy can't fix that, man. But you know what? I was thinking that guy on my shoulder, patting on me, looking at my face and going, Mike, but you got to try, man. That's the key to life. And I was like, all right, fine. I'm going to try. So like I said, it has happened to me at least 15, 20 times during my career that I looked at a dent and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. It's okay to doubt yourself, guys. It really is. It's okay. Well, hold on. Let me repeat that. It's okay, excuse me, to doubt your skills, but never, ever doubt yourself. Never doubt yourself. And that's one of the formulas to being the best PDR tech, is that you have to believe in yourself and you have to try, because you don't know if you don't try. And yes, there are times that you'll try and you'll fail and you won't get it out the way you want. But listen to me, I'm telling you that actually part of that failure is the formula to all your success too as well. Now, I know I sound like I'm preaching and I'm doing yada yada, but I'm telling you, this is PDR life right here. This is the real deal of how things go. Now, if you're a new tech, I guarantee you take my advice. Now, if you're a veteran tech, I'm sure you've already ran into this at least once or twice or more, at least. And you guys know I'm right. Don't tell me I'm not, because if you've been in the game long enough, you've gone through you hit this path one time. Or the worst feeling is that you turn it down, right? And then later on, someone tells you that they got it fixed. And then that motivated you to also now try, right? That happens too. That happened before. Happened to me. One other story. Okay. I walk on this lot. One of my lots I had for a long time. Mike, I got a VW. There's a bunch of dents on the hood. And I need you to take it out. So I go, okay. All right. So I go over there. About the same time, guys. About the same 95, 97, maybe 98, actually. And here we go. There's a dent, all like butt dents all over the hood of this. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these, but back in the day, Volkswagen decided to come out with a jelly bean car with yellow panels and blue hood and a red, you know, roof. And it was just ugliest car you've ever seen, but it looked like Jelly Belly edition. That's basically what a Jelly Bean edition. Yeah, Jelly Belly Bean edition. Okay. Anyways, what I'm getting at is there was butt prints all over the hood, soft butt prints all over the hood. Now, you guys know, I think you guys are just drooling over what I'm saying right now. When I was back then, I looked at it, I was like, those are huge dents. I'm not going to be able to get that out. No way. See, there's the mentality again, okay? Here's the mentality kicking in. Took me a couple times, but it took a mentality. But I'm going to... What happened is I turned it down. I told the manager, because I was comfortable in my account, And number one, it looked really hard. So my mind said, oh, you're going to be on this for a long time. You're going to chew it up. Don't do it. Don't try it. And number two, it was like, I'm comfortable. I don't have nothing to lose. No one's going to blah, blah, blah. And I told him I couldn't do it. Then I walked away. Next week, of course, I did the cars around there, all the other cars. But I came back a week later. I walk in with my list. And he goes, hey, Mike. I'm all, hey, it's going. He goes, hey, you know that Volkswagen, that hood you said you couldn't do? I said, yeah. He goes, well, it's done. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, it's done. You go take a look. So I went out there and, oops, hold on a second here. I'm just, like, my computer went dead. So I went outside, I looked at it, and lo and behold, it was done. Now, the whole thing, let me tell you something about this. The whole thing about this is that, see, it was all in my head that it really wasn't as hard as it looked. Later on, I learned how the guy did it and what happened. And it is one of the most easiest repairs to date to do. So if you have, for you veteran techs, you guys know what I mean. The you newbies to have no idea what I'm talking about. Maybe you do. Hopefully your training was good and you understand. But if you have soft dents in a hood, it looks like no sharpness to it. Just kind of looks like a butt print's all over it. All right. Maybe you got one butt print. Maybe it looks like a basketball hit it, but very shallow. That's what it looked like. About four or five of them all over the hood. All the guy did was take like a spatula or a whale tail and cut through the brace and pop, 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 pop. Like, I'm talking seconds, the dent's gone. Later on, I realized that like maybe a year or two later when I had another incident like that. And I go, fudge, I gotta try this. Otherwise, someone's gonna come by and do it. So I was trying to push it at first, and then I finally realized that you got to slip your whale tail in there and pop, the dents come up. So my lesson of that story is that I didn't try. And when you don't try, you lose opportunities to be the best you can be, right? So make sure you try, because that's part of the recipe of being the best PDR tech. And you have to have that determination to be better. You're going to fall occasionally. You might run into a dent that maybe you can't do and someone else can. At least you're trying, because you'll learn. But don't ever, ever not try. Because if you want some motivation, go take a look at some of these dent techs or what they're doing. And there's help setting the bar. Here's another thing too. Let me give you another scenario. You're out there doing a dent, and you're doing pretty good. Let's just say you do your dents most of the time pretty well, right? And I said most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. One day when you think, you know, you're going fast and you're doing a dent, before you get up and leave, I want you to imagine like 50 veteran PDR techs watching you do the work. And then when you get up and say you're done, each one of those techs are going to look at your work, inspect it, and then talk amongst themselves about how good or bad your repair was, or how much better they could have done on it. Because I guarantee you, if that was a real world situation and that was the case, I guarantee every single one of us, our efforts as a PDR tech would improve 100% overnight. Yeah. Crazy, huh? You never thought about it that way, huh? Imagine you're in the Dental Olympics and you're working a repair. I see guys doing the Dental Olympics all the time, veteran techs who are damn good, and they're sweating their asses off doing it. Of course, it is a hard dent, though. I'm going to give them that. But I think it's more of the pressure that they're on doing it. And some guys are cool as hell because they've been doing it for a while and it doesn't matter to them. But I want you to imagine that before you get up on your repair, did you do everything in your power to get that dent out? Did you glue pull? Did you take the panel off? Did you switch sides? Did you use a different tool? Were you lazy not to go up, get up out of your comfortable spot because you've been crisscrossed for an hour or two and you're lazy to go get that one tool that will get you past that 5% and get you into the high 90s, if not 100%, because you're lazy or because you really want to be the best tech or you don't. Now, keep in mind, don't get it twisted. Being the best PDR tech doesn't mean being the best PDR tech in the world or to everybody. The most important part about being the best tech is about yourself. Are you the best tech you can be that you want to be? So, I don't know if you think you agree with me or not, but I guarantee most of the top PDR techs in the world do have the characteristics of what I've been describing. So this podcast isn't going to be that long. It's just to give you a heads up, and it's awesome that you want to try to be the best tech. Just make sure you're giving the best effort at being the best PDR tech in the world. Because as long as you gave it your best effort, you will always be the best tech you can be. It really will. And it will pay off. It will take you to another level. It'll get you to that next level. But first, you have to make sure that you are trying 100% to be very good and giving it your all on a dent. And that includes, honestly, being at a lot. If you're at a lot, what you're doing is you are setting yourself up to be... let me say this. I know a lot of guys that the reason why they don't transition to retail is because they know they're comfortable at not being able to make a dent perfect. Okay, that's a one reason. Believe me, I'm a lot guy. I used to be a lot guy for 20 some years. So don't go, Mike, are you picking on the lot guys? I'm not. I'm just saying There's more lot guys doing dealerships than are retail, which is fine, and that's good for most people or some people. But I'm just saying, technically, you want to make sure that you are, no matter what car you're working on, try to do 100% repair, because it's going to count one day sooner or later if you want to be that type of tech. Now, my thing on being a PDR tech at a lot, and you're already good. See, and I tell my students is like, look, you can get a lot away. You can get away with a lot more at a dealership because it's not their personal car, right? And they're not paying you for perfection. They just want you to make it good enough to get it out, which is great. But the thing that needs to count for you is, do you have that privilege? Did you earn that privilege to do it 80% or 90% at a dealership? Because if you can't glass a car out at any given moment, like if you're asked to say, hey, Mike, I need you to do this 100% because the customer saw the dent on the fender. And if you don't get it out all the way, we're going to lose the sale. And you know what happens if you don't get it out of the way and you can't save them? They might try to find somebody else. And then if they find somebody else, you're out. So that's why I'm saying you better know how to finish a dent, because as soon as you know how to finish a dent and you know how to be 100% and you know how to be the best at what you can possibly be, then you have the right to downshift and go into a lower gear. You don't have to be hundo all the time at a dealership, but you should technically, but can you when your number's called? That's the thing. That's the difference. So I wouldn't want to be at a dealership. If I was new, I'm going to be at a dealership and I'm going to perfect my perfection every day. I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to prove to myself that I'm going to be better and better and better. It would kill me if I knew I couldn't finish a dent consistently when I wanted to. When I want to glass a dent out, I want to glass it out. I don't want to sit there and go, oh man, that's 80%. Okay, I'm fine with that. Oh, that one's 85%. Okay, I'm good with that. Oh, that one's 90, but almost, but I'm fine with that. Man, that should bug the crap out of you. Should bug the crap out of you. And if you don't know how to do it, then find somebody who can help you do it. Find somebody. So that's my point. Okay. So if you want to be the best tech, then go out there and kick butt and think like you should be as a PDR tech. It comes down to yourself, determination, and it should bug the crap out of you if you can't. And it should bug the crap out of you and take as much time as it needs to take. And did you do everything in your power to remove that dent to get it the best way you can? So that's my take. That's my take at being the best PDR tech. And it doesn't matter if you're better than someone else. What matters is that you can be, what matters is that did you give your full effort at being the best PDR tech you can be? Okay. So that wraps it up. That wraps it up for episode 4. I know it's a short one, but hopefully you got something out of it. I'm Mike Toledo. Please check me out on denttimepdr.com. You can check out my normal website. That's for my retail stuff. But if you want to go there, you can check that out, denttime.com. And don't forget, if you are in the realm of learning more about paintless dent repair training, please check out denttrainer.com. Hundreds of videos that we produced, John and I. And you'll have some business stuff in there too as well. I also created, I haven't had a chance. I'm kind of going towards the end of my podcast here. I'm going to add a little bit more here. Sorry. You know what? If you listen to this podcast, you're going to get a treat at the end. If you listen to it all the way at the end. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys, and I've given something away on PDR Tool Time too as well. So let me see if I can give it away here. Okay, here it is. All right, so here's the thing about personal replies. You know how you guys get customers that possibly say, hey, can you do it for less? You know, you give them a quote, and then you're like, man, it's either you want to kick sand to them, you know, you like go tell them to go kick sand, or you know, you want to say a lot worse. Then I have an answer for you. Now, I've been writing these down and I actually come up with different answers for people, for my customers. And I actually on denttrainer.com, I put these on there in the business section. So if you're a Dent Trainer member, go there, go to the business section, go to professional replies, and then these will be there. There'll be multiple ones there. And I come out with different series ones as much as I can. Now, I just started it last month, so I already started a series 2. But here's one of the first series, okay? And you can use it and re-listen to it, copy it in your phone, save it as a quick reply. So if someone says something, hey, Dentology, can you go lower? Let's say you give them a $400 estimate, right? So you want to reply, and here's your reply. Here's one of them that I say quite often to my customer, and this is like Mr. Smith, okay? So he goes, all right, Mike, can you do it for 400? You gave a quote for 400, and he says, can you do it for 300? And so my reply is, Mr. Smith, first, I want to mention there's a lot of value in my experience. Although I do understand you're looking for the lowest cost. However, I know the quality of your repair will matter more to you than a cheaper price in the end. Wouldn't you agree? Why do you ask that question? Why do you say, wouldn't you agree? And the reason why you're saying that is because you're putting the question back at your customer and making them choose price over quality or quality over price. Because they're going to pick one of the two. And generally, if they're going to pick the price over quality, they're not going to reply back. Okay. So that they're doing you a favor right off the bat because they're being cheap. But always make that customer realize they can't have both and make them respect your experience. All right. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps a little bit. That's just a quick reply. So I gave you a quick tip in the beginning, a quick tip in the end. And I hope you're getting a lot out of this podcast. All right. Again, if you want to, you want more of these type of questions to answer or replies, go to denttrainer.com. Go to Business Center. Friggin' download the PDF file. Boom, you have it. You can copy and paste it to your phone. And now you have some ammunition for those people who want to go lower on their price. All right. Finally, I am out. My name is Mike Toledo. I'll catch you guys on the next podcast.